105.3 Seaside FM. Now I'm out and about in the grounds of the Woodlandsea Lighthouse, and this is kind of exciting because I just saw the K Candle Museum, and now I'm joined by the manager of a whole building. It's Tony Simpson. Hi, nice to see you. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much. And what are you doing here today?
Well, today we're having an open day. Basically, we're opening the museum for people to come in and have a look around free of charge.
Wow, and I think there's a reason behind it that you are doing it.
The reason is that there's two reasons, really. One is that today is very close to the anniversary of Kay Kendall's death. She died on the 11th of September, 1959. And a couple of years ago, we had a free day to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Kay's death. And we've really decided to continue that, especially as we've also had a pretty good year again. We've had our attendance will be most probably a record attendance again. And we want to say thank you to the people of Holderness and Withernsea who have come and visited us and who have supported us throughout the year.
Very good. And speaking of the museum and the lighthouse grounds of Kay Kendall, why Kay Kendall?
Why Kay Kendall? The lighthouse was bought by Kay Kendall's sister and her husband. They bought it and donated it to Withernsea to be run as to advance the well-being and knowledge of the people of Withernsea and Holderness about their own heritage, to be a museum and to commemorate basically a memorial to Kay Kendall.
Good, so obviously it's the right place to do that. Yeah. But there's not just a museum in the ground. I mean, it takes a bit to explore the museum, but what can you also do on the Woodlandsea Lighthouse?
On the Woodlandsea Lighthouse you can obviously learn a great deal about the history of Woodlandsea and the surrounding areas, the geography of Woodlandsea and the surrounding areas. And basically that's, you know, it's a place of education and learning as well as an attraction.
Okay, and it's an open day today, and I think you are expecting many people to come over to see it. Is it possible to climb the top today?
Yes, you can climb up to the top today. Yes, we're open throughout the museum.
Brilliant, and I just heard you have to be very fit. How long does it take to get on top?
Depends how fit you are. It's only maybe 3-5 minute climb to the top.
Okay, so it's suitable for anybody then?
Anybody who's in reasonably good health, yes. Yeah.